TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx Talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts.
Carol Brees is a marriage researcher. In grad school, Carol published a study showing that couples who use nicknames and personal terms of endearment have happier marriages. To this day, Carol still gets calls from people referencing this study to find other quick fixes for their relationships. In this episode, Carol shares the lessons she's learned after more than two decades of research and marriage.
So a couple months ago, my husband and I celebrated that 27th wedding anniversary. And in the snail mail, we received a number of sweet cards, one from my sweet aunt, in which she wrote, "You make it look so easy!" Exclamation point. And you think it would be easy, right? I mean, I'm a marriage researcher. And I make wedding dresses. My first popular press book was actually called What Happy Couples Do, although every day since its publication, my husband has been threatening to write the sequel. And that sequel is called What Happy Couples Do, : The Shit My Wife Wouldn't Publish. Oh, yes. He has got an entire dinner party stand-up routine about how hard it is being married to a marriage researcher. I should get a year and a half of credit for every year served. My marriage is a petri dish. I'm a human communication guinea pig. And part of the reason that's all so funny is because the secret of happy relationships, it's sort of hiding in plain sight there. It's that there is no shortcut. There are no perfect relationships, even for us experts. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have a happy, thriving marriage, or one that's somehow careening into its second quarter century. And yet the reality of our relationship, like all relationships, like yours and yours, the reality of relationships is that they're messy. But let me back up and talk just a little bit about how I came to study this relationship stuff. So I actually majored in arts at a tiny liberal arts college in Wisconsin. And my senior year, I stumbled into a course called interpersonal communication. And I was like, holy Wisconsin dairy cow, people study this stuff. Fast forward a year, I'm in a master's and PhD program full on studying the microdynamics of relationships. And about 2 years in, I published my first peer-reviewed study in a fab journal, and all I could think was, yay, I might actually get a job someday. And my parents were like, yay, she might actually get a job someday. And then something super weird happened. The media picked up on the findings of that little study. And I mean lots of media all over the world. Our simple little finding that couples who use nicknames and other types of private language also have happier marriages was now getting huge press. A simple correlation, yet an insight that was being talked about on morning radio and talk shows, newspapers and magazines, everywhere. Research can be fun, and the calls from reporters kept coming. And that little study that wouldn't die, it finally dawned on me why. I think it's because we want the secret. How is everybody else getting it right? We want the quick fix. But the reality is, folks, there isn't one. There's no drive-through marriage. There's no minute clinic for family drama. Yes, we've all experienced the conflict and anxiety of not just romantic relationships or marriage, but of friendships gone bad, of families in turmoil, of work conflict that sent us into therapy. Speaking hypothetically, of course. We inherently know relationships are central to our identities and our well-being, so we're on the hunt for the insider's guide, the bottom line. And this collective desire to know has produced an incredibly profitable industry of books and products looking to make our relationships neater, cleaner, more joyful as fast as possible. Like by Friday. Because your marriage can't wait until Monday. I've contributed to this industry, and I'm not hating on some very fine books and authors simply looking to make our relationships and lives better. Those efforts, those of helping you and me and little Fruit Loop out there have better relationships, those efforts are literal lifesavers. And at the end of the day, what the Gottman research team and the therapists they train remind us is that marriage is not a big thing. It's a million little things. And the same goes for friendship. The same goes for family. The same goes for all relationships. There's so many times in marriage, it's going to feel like you are getting your butt kicked and you will work your butt off. Well-known marriage and family therapist, Esther Perel, she recently shared her working definition of marriage with The New Yorker. She reminds us it's a verb, a very active verb. I call Esther my academic Beyonce. She also calls out contemporary wedding vows. The you are my everything. The I will make you well before you even know you're sick. Those kind of vows, they're misguided. They're unrealistic. But she does offer us a more realistic vows that couple might consider. I'll F up on a regular basis and on occasion, I'll admit it. My own research reveals this truth. That we are mini culture creators. We shape and stitch and build and mold the mini cultures that are our homes, the micro cultures that are our marriages, the relationship cultures that are our friendships and our families. Those little cultures, those micro villages, they are the ones in which we are the queens and the Congress, the kings and the garbage collectors, the tailors and the taco makers, the artists, the historians, the linguists, the ministers, the coaches, the all of it. And therein, I believe, lies the only secret that we need to know. Is that when your relationship feels like it's one big old disaster, when the simultaneous pulls of your partner wanting to reveal and conceal more autonomy and more connection, more novelty and more predictability, when the zigzag of your relationship feels like it's one big old mess, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing anything wrong. I mean, you might be. But more likely, your relationship is perfectly imperfect, as it should be.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Minneapolis, Minnesota. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Minneapolis Salon. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.